Amen. But it is good to be here. It's been about 3 years, I guess, since we've been here, and so we thank God for the opportunity. I am from North Carolina, and been coming up upstate New York for about 6 years now. And matter of fact, if you want to mark your calendars, August the 25th through the 27th, is that right? We'll be over with Brother Henry, which is on the front row here in Frankfort, New York. And if you don't want to know where that's at, it's in the middle of nowhere. Amen. So, Proverbs chapter 25. Proverbs chapter 25. I got to hurry up. I got a two-hour message that I got to do in 10 minutes. So, but my Proverbs, and if you could, you will and able, stand for the reading of the Word of God. We'll read the same verse that you read a while ago. The Bible says, as cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. Lord, I pray just for a few minutes, you'd touch, you'd lead, you'd guide, and you'd direct. Lord, you'd have your will and way in each and everything that's said and done tonight. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. You may be seated. But look at these scriptures and think about the world we're living in. You turn the television on, you get bad news. Amen. You go to the doctor, you get bad news. You get a phone call, most of the time it's bad news, amen. And I thank God that when we are in a world of turmoil and all the bad things that are going on, I thank God we got a God that's got good news, amen. You got the Bible, you can open it up, and you look through the Bible, and you can find good news in the Bible. I'm glad of that, and I'm sure around here you're still using the old-fashioned King James Bible. That's still the only one. Amen. And matter of fact, I don't have an argument with it. It's it. God settled it, and that settled it, no matter whether anybody believes it or not. Amen. But the Bible says, as cold water to a thirsty soul, so is good news from a far country. There's lots of good news is from the far country. Amen. You can get good news from the Lord Jesus Christ if you'll pray to him, amen, talk to him, and you'll be faithful to him, and you'll do what you're supposed to do in the will of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm just saying, hey, I'm glad that when bad things happen, you can go to God, amen. I got a phone call, I guess, or maybe, I don't know if it was a phone call, or I was at home or whatever, but my brother had some problems with his teeth and his gums, and started going to doctors, and they started sending him to specialists, and they was telling him he had cancer. And I mean, it was one of the worst kind of cancers. My wife used to be a nurse, and so she, I would get the details from them, and then I'd go to my wife and really find out how bad it was, and real bad thing. And if all the treatments that they was going to do wasn't going to help him, and all this, that, and the other, but finally, after they finally went to a different specialist and everything, and found out it was all taken care of. Amen? God taking care of it. You say, what is that? Good news from a far country. Amen? Got a phone call the other day, or my wife was talking to my daddy the other day, and he's been tested for some different things, and went to the doctor Monday, and they think he may have some kind of cancer. And so I'm hoping that the great physician will do exactly what he done with my brother and take care of that. Amen? I'm just saying, hey, once in a while when things are bad and you had a bad day, you can come home and just open up the Word of God. Or if you have a bad night or whatever, you can get in the prayer closet and you can talk to God. You can have a good day. Amen? And you can get some good news from a far country. Amen? And so I want to give you some scriptures here tonight. I will not get through this message because I've got a lot of points. You know, if we're going to have a lot of points for bad news, we ought to have a lot of points for good news. Amen? And so look over and turn your Bibles to Hebrews chapter 13 and verse 5. And yes, I'm a whole lot more nervous than normal because I've got to watch this clock, and I've already been threatened with a knife and a gun and all the rest of the stuff you could imagine. But Hebrews chapter 13. Hebrews chapter 13. Look in verses 5. I'll get there in just a minute. The Bible says, let not your conversation be without covetousness, and be content with things as ye have, for he has said, I will never leave thee nor forsake you. You know what good news from a far country is? God ain't never. If you're born again, saved by the grace of God, you're on your way to heaven, he'll never leave you. Amen. He's right there every step of the way. And I want to say something to you. We as people of God sometimes have a bad habit of wanting to walk off from God. Am I right about that? Guess what? God's right where he left. God's right where he left him. Amen. God hasn't left. God's still there. I'm just saying in the part, hey, he's not going nowhere. Hey, if he was in your heart the day you accepted him and asked him to be your Lord and Savior, he's still there today. Amen. He's still there. He's your comforter. He can take care of you. And any problems that you have, we ought to go to God. Amen. I'm just saying, hey, and if you want to get out of here right on time, you better start saying some amens. You say, we're in New York. I don't care. We need some amens once in a while. I'm just saying, hey, he's not going to leave us. He's right where he was. Hey, he's still sitting on the right throne of grace. He's still preparing a mansion for us. Amen. He's still standing on the edge of his seat, ready to blow that trumpet to come get his children, come get his bride. Amen. I'm just saying, hey, he's not going to leave us. Sometime we were sitting over eating with Brother Bill, and hey, I can't preach real hard tonight because Bill fed me right before church. I think he had a purpose in that. Amen. But we was over there talking about kids. They're growing up. I mean, hey, moving out. Fixing to take one down to Florida. I've had quite a few to move out with me in the last, 4 or 5 years or whatever. And all those different kinds of things. Hey, they're going to leave you. Your family will leave you one of these days. God never will. God will be right there every step of the way. Hey, God will be there when you can pray for your children. Amen. When you can, and sometime once in a while, hey, your wife or your husband will leave. And sometime that's in what they call death. Guess what? God will still be there. I got a Facebook account. And if you're against Facebook, bless God, pray for me. Amen. I use it for the glory of God. Amen. But I have watched some friends that I have, and I've watched some over the last year, and they've lost their mate. There's another one I'm watching real close now, and unless the Lord intervenes after reading what I read last night, she's not going to be here very much longer. But you know what? She's going to go to the other side, praise God, by the testimony that she has, and going by her testimony, she'll be in heaven. And good thing is we'll get to see some of our loved ones again on the other side of eternity. But God ain't going nowhere, amen? I mean, you know, I was talking to Brother Mike Stout over in Groton here before we left. And we was just, I believe it was last night, talking different things, whatever. Hey, I hope God never puts me through the test of me losing my wife to death, because I'm not sure I could handle it. But if it was to happen, I still got a God. Amen. Am I making sense to you tonight? I'm just saying, hey, he is never going to leave you. Said right here, hey, be content whatever's going on. God will be there till the end. Amen. How about 1 John chapter 1? 1 John chapter 1 real quick like. I'm nervous already, and then y'all aren't going to say amen. I'm really nervous. Amen. Verse 9, the Bible says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And you know what? Number two, good news is he's still in the forgiveness business, if I can use that term here. Amen? I am a hillbilly. I talk hillbilly. I've always been talking that way, and I'll talk that way till I get to heaven. Amen? And I'm not sure if that when we get to heaven, we ain't going to be talking hillbilly. Amen? But he will forgive you. You know, you got people, I'm sure you've been around the ministry or been around church any length of time or talked to somebody about their soul, whatever, and they make a statement like, God would never forgive me because of whatever. No, that's not the kind of God I serve. God said he'd forgive anything and everything. Whosoever will, hey, you can't be bad enough, you can't be good enough, whatever it is you want to imagine, hey, God forgives sinners. Lost sinners he forgives, saved sinners he forgives. Do you know when I mess up, and yes, I do mess up, my wife used to think I didn't, now she don't care, amen. But when I do mess up as a saved person, as a preacher, I can go to God and he'll forgive me. You know, some people say, well, if you do this, and I was over in Ohio here not long ago, and a lady come in, and she was talking. I don't know if any of you has ever heard this. You probably have. But the lady asked the preacher, says, if somebody commits suicide, do they go to hell? He says, only if they was lost. I mean, hey, if there's a, if you don't agree with that, that's fine. I'm just going with the Bible. Hey, and if that's one of them unpardonable sins, then God don't forgive all sins. Amen. Amen. But God, hey, listen, I'm going to tell you something. Hey, I don't recommend you to go commit suicide tonight and find out. But I'm going to tell you, if you're saved, you can't go to hell. We used to have a preacher down in South Carolina. He's from South Carolina, I believe it was, North Carolina area, whatever, Billy Kelly. Some of the preachers around here may have heard of him. He said, I could swing across hell on a rotten cornstalk and still couldn't go. Now, if that makes any sense to you, maybe some of you wake up in the middle of the night and that'll hit you right upside the head. What he was saying was, I'm eternally saved. I'm saved, and thank God, God forgives my sins. You say, when did he forgive your sins? Every day that I ask. July the 11th, 20 years ago, next month, this coming Sunday, I'll be in Vermont preaching. 20 years ago, this coming Sunday, God called me to preach. Have I made mistakes in 20 years? Yes. But God's forgiven every one of them. Matter of fact, he says, I don't know exactly where the scripture is right offhand, but he says he forgives us our sins as far as the east is from the west. That's a long ways, amen? Hey, I've crossed this country a few times. I know, long ways. And hey, he forgives those sins, and hey, he don't look back on them. I want to say this with the part of God forgiving our sins. When he forgives our sins, he's not like the husband or the wife or the mom or the dad or the child that brings it up again. Or the devil. When he forgives it, he forgets it. Amen. You say God knows all things. Yeah. He knows we're sinners, and he knows we need to be forgiven. Amen. How about number three? I got to go. Look over in Ephesians chapter 2. Leave your Bibles open. Let's turn to these scriptures. You say, why? So you can read them with me. It's good for you to have a Bible in the church. Amen. But y'all take it home with you too. Ephesians chapter 2. And I've already heard I'm on trial for something, so we'll figure that out later. I've always been on trial. My wife tries me every day. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse 4, the Bible says, but God, who is rich in mercy, for his great love wherewith he loves us. I want to say thirdly, we have a merciful God. That's good news that, hey, somebody would have mercy on us. Amen. Could you imagine being in you're in a courtroom and you're fixing to pay for every sin that you've ever done? You're guilty. Hey, we was all guilty. Amen. A lot of us are still guilty today. We was guilty. And we're sitting there and we're in the courtroom and the hammer's fixing to come down. We're fixing to have to go pay for our payment. Thank God Jesus paid my payment. Amen. And before the hammer could go down, mercy walked in and said, hey, I'll forgive their sins. I will forgive their sins. Amen. I thank God that I got a merciful God. Oliver B. Green said one time, if I was God, I'd pinch their heads off. Sometimes I feel like pinching some of them's heads off. And I'm talking about the Independent Baptist. Amen. But God's merciful. I have a merciful God. Amen. I got a God that says, hey, yep, you're wrong. What about the woman that was caught in adultery? I mean, hey, it was known fact. She'd done what was supposed to be done. You know what? Those men that brought her was just as guilty as she was. Amen. But you know what God said? I forgive you. Go on. I'm going to have mercy on you. I'm going to tell you what we all need. If we all deserve in this room right now, we deserve hell. And I'm going to tell you something. God could still be just as enough and still be a just God and send us to hell and nothing would ever be said. Amen? But, thank God, we don't have a God like that. See, we got people that believe in our independent crowd, which I have just about, you listen to me all the way through before you cut me off, and if you don't like this, that's okay. I am a controversy preacher. Jesus was too. Amen. But I'm just about fed up with the independent and fundamental junk. You say, why? Because we got a lot of brethren that are independent to themselves. Amen. And a lot of them ain't fundamentally fundamental.
Think about that a little bit. Listen to what I'm saying. I tell you what I have picked up, started saying. I'm just a Bible believer.
Amen.
I'm a Baptist, yes. If I wasn't a Baptist, I'd be ashamed. But I'm not sure how independent I am. We ought to be, what was it? They said to one preacher, and I'm not going to say his name, because, you know, you got to be very careful how you say certain people's names around certain people. Amen. I'm not ashamed of it. One of the best preachers and teachers I knew across this country. But he said we need to start being dependent.
Amen.
Depend on God.
Amen.
One preacher told me this in South Carolina last year. He said he had a preacher to tell him one time. He said, sometime I'm so independent, I don't even need God. You say, people would say that? Yeah, if you ever look on Facebook and get a hold of some Baptist preachers, they'll say a lot of stupid things that they'd never say to your face. I'm just being honest with you. I was in a meeting not long ago, and though I'm not going to say who the preacher was, some of you would know who he was, and he was preaching on Facebook. I mean, he's talking about Twitter and all that things that people do that are just not right. Amen? But thank God, when we do wrong, we got a merciful God that forgives us. He's merciful. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hey, I don't deserve the mercy he gives to me. Amen. But I'm glad he gives it to me. Amen. Is everybody all right? You say you're a little bit too loud. Yeah, I'm from North Carolina. I hung around John the Baptist a little bit too long. Amen. Look in John chapter. I'm going to have to skip some of these things. I've only got a few more minutes left. John chapter 10. If you ever want to know whether I can really preach for an hour and a half, just put me back over here without a timing block. Ask Brother Henry. He'll tell you. You say, I don't believe you should preach that long. That's the reason God called me. Amen. John chapter 10, verse 27. The Bible says, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. I say something else. He speaks to me. That's good news that, hey, that a God that loves me still speaks to me. I have to use this with my wife. When she gets mad at me sometimes, it's an hour or two before she'll talk to me. It's never been a day. I'm expecting that any time. Amen. Do you know what? When God's a little upset with me, he'll still talk to me.
Yeah.
Amen. When I've done wrong, he'll still talk to me. You say, why? He loves me. He wants to hear from his children. Amen. He wants to hear from his bride. I'm just telling you, hey, it's good news that somebody as righteous as God is, as holy as God is, he would still speak to me. Because I'm going to be honest with you. You know, you use this, everybody in this church probably, and I'm talking about across our nation, they say this, we're Christians. You do know what Christian means, right? Christ-like. And I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, sometime in my 20 years of being saved last month, 20 years of serving God, preaching for God for 20 years, I've not always been a Christian. And if you want to think you're just that good, go ahead and take your halo off. You ain't as good as you think you are, man. Henry's heard me say that many a time. But I'm just saying, hey, good news from a far country, when I do wrong, God still says, come on home. Come on back. I'll talk to you. I'll forgive you. We'll have a good relationship. Hey, you want to have a good relationship with God? I'd recommend that a whole lot better than a bad relationship. Amen? It's either have a good relationship and have the blessings of God, which we do got a God that blesses us. Amen. Than to have a cursing God that curses us because we don't obey. Man, I can't even preach a nice message and not get somebody to say amen. And this is a nice message, I will tell you. Amen. Ask my wife. All right, I don't got a scripture for that one, so I'll skip it. Luke chapter 19. I'm going to say this. I'm going to run out of time. It'll be all right. Luke chapter 19. Look in verses 10. For the Son of Man is come to seek and to save
that which was lost. I tell you good news. Hey, you got a loved one? You got somebody you know that needs saved? God's still in saving business. God still saves sinners today, just like he did in the Bible days. God still saves sinners today like he did with the old time preachers. God still will save sinners today. You know what's wrong with our country? Does anybody want me to tell you? It's not Donald Trump. It's not the White House. It's not the governor of New York. It's the people of God that have quit praying, that have quit being concerned about our country. Amen. That have quit voting for our rights. I know most of that ain't popular, but you know what? If you want to study anything about Bible history and Baptist history and where America comes from, it was founded on Christianity. George Washington. Amen? Now, revivals, you know, I am an evangelist. I like doing meetings. And, you know, hey, you say, well, I've been run off at some places. Yes, I have. Amen. I've run myself off of some places, too. If God ain't welcome, I don't want to be there. Does anybody agree with that? I want God. I mean, the brother said when he got up here, we ought to come to church to worship God in spirit and in truth. Quit worrying about what you got to do tomorrow, what's going on after church tonight, and all those different kinds of things, and come in the sanctuary and be prayed up and pray for the preacher and pray for the power of God. Amen? You want to see these altars filled again? You want to see things happen in New York again? I come up here in the summertime. I'd like to see some things happen. Amen. I even got a preacher that's going to give me a 2-week revival next year. Amen. I'm not even sure. I'm not sure that 2 weeks is going to help a whole lot. And ain't because of me being the preacher. I'm just saying, hey, if God ain't going to show up, ain't going to need having no days. Amen. You say, how'd you do that from going from that to salvation? Well, I'm just wondering how many people, the same book we was in, is it in Proverbs chapter 18, somewhere down through there, it says, without a vision, the people what?
Perish.
There you go. People are perishing every day. Yes. People are going to hell every day. And they want to walk, and they want to blame all these shootings and things that's going on across our country about on Donald Trump. They want to blame the world's problems on Christians. No. What you did, it is a lot of our problems. I'm not being mean. I'm not being ugly. I'm just telling the facts of life. Amen? And I'm just telling you, hey, but I'm going to tell you something. When you look around, just remember this much. Hey, some of you are desperate enough that you go home and you turn on NBC and ABC and all the rest of the C's and you listen to them run Trump down and you listen to run this down and how bad we are and how bad this is. I'm just going to let you know something. Hey, I'm not concerned about all that mess because I got a God in heaven, got good news, and one of these days Gary Hawkins is going to get raptured out of this place. Amen. Man, is it ever going to be a big surprise to some people? I'm done. But you know, let me tell you something. The reason, and I'm going to tell you, I thank God for missionaries that go to the different parts of the world that they go to. And I thank God that they go to Africa and Canada and Afghanistan and any other place you want to name overseas. But I'm telling you right now, did you know that America is one of the biggest mission fields there ever was? And then we go a little bit deeper than that, a little bit farther than that. A lot of our Baptist churches are mission field. You say, why? Because we got a lot of people. And I'm not saying that's here. I'm just telling you, I travel all over the United States. I see this stuff. And we put our churches in here. We get them to say, I repeat a 1, 2, 3, repeat after me prayer. And nothing ever happens. And you tell them they're saved, honey, I'm going to tell you right now, I got 7 children, and I've had all 7 of them to make a profession. I just baptized one of them here a couple of weeks ago over here in another part of New York, and I told him, I said, hey, if this ain't it, you better get it. I don't tell my children they're saved. You say, why? I'm not the Savior. That's all up to God, amen? Hey. Let's remember, we got a God in heaven. He's got the good news. And he'll bring it to us if we want it. Lord, thank you for your love. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for this place. I pray, Lord Jesus, you'd bless, you'd lead, you'd guide, and you'd direct. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you for your attention.